Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, elective procedures are being postponed at Letterkenny University Hospital as the emergency department is dealing with a high volume of people. The Green Party leader says it's reasonable that families of the victims of the Creeslaw explosion are seeking answers. Police in Derry believe two viable pipe bombs were left in the Carn Hill area last night. And a member of the HSE's regional health forum says he remains convinced that the much-heralded lifting of the recruitment embargo was a PR stunt. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly. First news this evening, SEALTA says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days with high numbers of people attending. Meanwhile, there are 11 COVID-19 positive patients being treated at the hospital with two wards in outbreak. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Yesterday, 198 people attended the ED and the hospital is seeing similar high numbers today with 86 patients in the emergency department and 17 awaiting admission at 3 o'clock this afternoon. SEALTA adds all available beds at the hospital are in use with patients facing long waiting times to be admitted from the ED to a bed on a ward. They say every effort is being made to discharge patients who are ready to go home so that beds become available for those who need to be admitted at the earliest opportunity. Due to pressures on the site and the lack of bed capacity, they say the hospital is postponing some elective procedures. Those affected are being contacted directly. Again, people are being asked to consider other options for non-emergency care, such as out-of-hours GP services and pharmacies, before attending the ED. People are being urged not to visit the hospital if they have any respiratory symptoms or have had contact with someone who has COVID-19.
The Green Party leader says it's reasonable that families of the victims of the Creeslaw explosion are seeking answers. Eight of the families are calling for a public inquiry into the explosion, which claimed the lives of 10 people in October of 2022. In responding to Donegal Deputy Pearce Doherty in the Dáil earlier today, Minister Roderick O'Gorman says the government is considering the family's request.
Minister, we in this house can't turn back time or undo the tragedy, but we can still help these families. Can I ask you, will your government consider their pleas for a public inquiry, and when will the government make a decision, Minister, on that matter?
Thank you, Deputy. And look, thank you for bringing our attention to the incredibly tragic events that happened in Creeslaw. I remember the way in which the country rallied around at the time, and even earlier this year, one of the local GAA clubs came down to my own local GAA club in Castleknock. I think it's entirely reasonable that families are asking questions about how the events of that day and what preceded them took place. As you said, there is an active guard investigation underway. I think it's important that anything we might do doesn't interfere with that, and I'm sure you agree with me there. I think we have to tease out what a potential inquiry would look like, what the families want to see from any such inquiry, what type of inquiry. There are different mechanisms there, and they can achieve different results. So I know that the line minister is considering this at the moment. I can't give you a date today on when we'll have an answer for the families.
Thank you, Minister.
But consideration has been given to the letter that they've sent to the government.
Well, earlier, Taoiseach Micheál Martin said that he wants to see the ongoing Garda investigation into the tragedy completed before deciding on the next steps. Dara Makin, a solicitor with Phoenix Law, who is representing the families, has rejected those comments.
No, unfortunately, I have zero sympathy for that position. I don't think it dissolves upon reality. You know, there's no basis for saying it's simply like to wait until the outcome of a criminal investigation. There's no reason or rationale for that approach, and indeed, that doesn't grapple with the reason that we put forward as to why we can't wait. And indeed, I think that my position will be more akin to the Taoiseach's position, who has already publicly said that the families have legitimate questions and they need answers. So I think that's more in line with the approach that ought to be taken here. These families have got questions. These families are entitled answers. And that's what we say the correct response from the state should be.
Police in Derry believe two viable pipe bombs were left in the Carn Hill area last night. Damage has been caused to a number of vehicles following reports of loud bangs in the area at around 10:45. An earlier security alert has now ended and residents have returned to their homes. Police are appealing to anyone who saw two males in the area at around 25 to 11 last night acting suspiciously to contact them. The Taoiseach says the situation facing the Irish Defence Forces in Lebanon is very dangerous, but there are no plans to withdraw them. However, Simon Harris has urged any Irish citizens in Lebanon to leave immediately. The region has seen a bombardment of Israeli airstrikes this week, with 51 more people killed there today, according to the Lebanese Health Ministry. Taoiseach Simon Harris says Irish troops in South Lebanon were well prepared.
The escalation in Lebanon is extremely concerning. It's made what was already a dangerous situation much more dangerous. I am satisfied, though, from the assessment from our own defence forces, from UNIFIL and from the United Nations Secretary General, that the mission can continue. And of course, there are measures in place to keep troops safe.
A member of the HSE's Regional Health Forum says he remains convinced that the much-heralded lifting of the recruitment embargo was a PR stunt. Councillor Declan Meehan has quizzed officials on the waiting list for physiotherapy and home help services in Donegal. He was told that there are 597 people awaiting physiotherapy in the county, 98 of them for more than a year, while 373 people are awaiting home help services. This equates to 2,682 additionally resourced hours per week, with the officials saying that as it stands, all HSE rosters are at full capacity. In neither case was any commitment given to recruit more personnel. Councillor Meehan says it's clear the resources are not in place to fill vacant roles.
The stats that were released yesterday at the Health Forum meeting show that there's nearly 600 people waiting for more than 6 months in Donegal for a physiotherapy appointment. One of the things that I had asked for clarity on was, were the three vacant positions being recruited for? And the answer was no. So the HSE are aware of the problem, but there is currently no drive on to recruit to fill those vacancies.
A lot of people at this point are asking the question, is there a recruitment ban or isn't there? On the one hand, the HSE says, no, there is no recruitment ban, we're working within budgets. But on the other hand, as you say, they're telling you they're not recruiting where you clearly believe recruitment is vital.
Yeah, and this is an issue across so many different areas, Donal, also in home health and other primary care services. The embargo is lifted, which is a great PR piece for the government and the HSE to put out there. But the reality is that the resources are not there to actually finance the recruitment within what's called the pay and number strategy for 2024.
Are you effectively then saying that the government and the minister's message to the HSE locally is, by all means, go ahead and recruit, but don't expect extra money to pay them?
Well, that seems to be the case, doesn't it? I mean, it seems to be the embargo is lifted, you're allowed to go and recruit, but effectively there's no money there to do it. There's no budget allocation for it. In addition to the 600 people on the waiting list for physiotherapy, for example, there's 373 people in Donegal waiting on home help, 266 of those who have no home help in place at all whatsoever. It's wholesale across everything.
A Derry man has been jailed today for his use of an encrypted criminal phone network. 45-year-old Joseph Dornan's involvement in an international drug distribution network and movement of over £100,000 was uncovered after an examination of messages on EncroChat on mobile phones seized during the search of a property in Ahahal. He was sentenced today at Derry Crown Court to 44 months, half of which will be served in custody and half on licence. Police have described today's sentencing as a welcome milestone. It's emerged a security hunt at government buildings cost over €1.4 million to build. The revelation was made at the Oireachtas Finance Committee this afternoon, where the OPW is facing questions about the €336,000 bike shelter at Leinster House. The chair of the OPW says he accepts the shelter was very expensive, but does not believe it was a waste of taxpayers' money. John Conlon has also been defending the cost of a new security hut at the entrance to government buildings.
That followed an extensive review of security in this campus by the Gardaí Síochána Technical Advisory Group. And whilst it looks like and is a fairly significant cost, there are very significant mechanical, electrical and security system costs in that. There was also a significant cost to provide a temporary structure while that building was taking place. So there is a huge security element to this project.
Into's Mary T. Sweeney has announced that she is to contest the upcoming general election. The Letterkenny native says the party is looking to hold the government to account on behalf of the people, something she says she will deliver if elected. She will launch her election campaign this Saturday at the Vestry in Letterkenny Town Park at 7pm. While Intu was unsuccessful in the last general election in Donegal, Ms Sweeney says the party has grown since its establishment over 5 years ago.
Well, we're only a couple of months into the elections and just newly formed as a party. It's 5 years down the road and people have seen the work that Intu have committed to, without government funding, might I add. Intu, without government funding, were the only party to stand up and canvass to alert people about the two recent referenda, the pitfalls and the downfalls against women and those two down. We're the only party that already has a higher quota of women standing without any need of enforcement and legislation.
A Donegal deputy has renewed his call for the abolition of the Special Criminal Court. Deputy Thomas Pringle claims the court undermines Ireland's justice system and suggests other courts are inadequate. Speaking on the Criminal Justice Amendment Bill 2024, Deputy Pringle pointed out to Justice Minister Helen McEntee how the government can bring forward legislation such as that was made just 3 weeks ago, yet sits on its hands on other issues. He has called for an independent review of the Special Criminal Court to be carried out.
The Minister should at the very least allow for another independent review of the Special Criminal Court and the Offences Against the State Act. I have stated this previously, but it is clear that the independent review group faced a significant data deficit when conducting their research last year, and there was a lack of adequate empirical evidence or sufficiently extensive comparative analysis. This is completely unacceptable and calls into question the findings of the independent review group, as it is clear that they were not given the necessary and relevant information required to make the appropriate recommendations. I would like to finish off again by voicing my support for this legislation, but also calling for another independent review that allows the review group necessary data, and by again calling for the abolition of the Special Criminal Court.
There are fresh concerns about the completion date of the new National Children's Hospital. The Hospital Development Board has admitted it's not confident in the June 2025 deadline and has accused the contractors BAM of failing to deliver on its commitments. Anoroctus Health Committee has heard not one single room in the new hospital is up to standard as of yet. Meanwhile, contractor BAM rejects the misleading, ill-informed and incorrect allegations levelled against it by the board. Senator Martin Conway says this story is unbelievable.
The biggest capital commitment that the Irish taxpayer has made in its history, or certainly recent history. It's still mind-blowing to think that there's no room yet that's up to standard that can be handed over. It's very worrying.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Gear up for the championship with all your training and matchday essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with paracycling. Kitty George Dunleavy and Linda Kelly have won their second gold medal of the World Championships in Zurich. Kitty's father, of course, comes from Mount Charles in the county, and she's continued her successful career on the tandem bike as the duo successfully defended their road race title this afternoon, following on from a time trial gold, which they took last weekend. There was also further success for Ireland in the road race with Josephine Hillian and Eve McChrystal taking bronze. To soccer, Derry City midfielder Luke O'Donnell has joined English Premier League club Wolverhampton Wanderers. The talented 17-year-old Ennis Schoenman signed a professional contract at the Brandywell at the start of the season, but he will now move to Wanderers for an initial six-figure fee. Luke is the second academy player to agree a move to England this month after goalkeeper Colin McDermott signed for Portsmouth. The FEI's chief football officer says they are exploring other funding avenues with the government. Earlier today, the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, closed the door on the FEI receiving money for academy programmes through the Brexit Adjustment Reserve. The FEI's Football Pathways plan, launched earlier this year, sought €517 million euro of government money over a 15-year span. Mark Canham says all avenues remain open.
I think what people heard at the AGM recently wasn't a new conversation. It's something that we've been discussing for a period of time, both internally and with government. It may be the first time that people have heard it, but that was something that we've talked about for a period of time as an opportunity. But there are other opportunities. So whilst that one, it doesn't seem like it's an opportunity for us anymore.
Is that new news today that's not an opportunity?
It's created absolute clarity for us that that's not going to be possible, but there are other funding sources that we're exploring with government to help achieve what we need to achieve.
Well, soccer projects will be in receipt of total of €41 million as part of the government's Community Sport Facilities Fund. The Minister for Sport, Thomas Byrne, today described that amount as unprecedented. That's less than half of the €96 million which will be allocated to Gaelic Games projects. Despite it standing as Ireland's most successful Olympic sport, only €830,000 has been allocated for boxing, while athletics facilities are set to receive just under a €4 million. 80 clubs in Donegal, of course, are set to benefit from over €13 million of funding that was announced yesterday evening. Right, on to cross-channel soccer. Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag has been quite open about the Europa League being an avenue to securing Champions League football. United begin their league phase of the competition tonight at home to a team from whom ten Hag played more than 200 times. That's FC 20 in the Dutch League. The United boss says that this is a competition that they want to win.
It's an opportunity, and there are more roads to achieve the targets you want, and this is definitely also a road. Yes, of course, it's the most difficult probably, because in a tournament of 32, you have to be the best. But it's a target, and it's a road we want to go.
Kick-off at Old Trafford is at 8 o'clock. Two more places in the last 16 of the Carabao Cup will be decided tonight. Arsenal welcome Bolton to the Emirates, and the draw for round four will take place after Liverpool's tie with West Ham. Liverpool manager Arne Slot says summer signing Federico Chiesa could be given his first start as they begin the defence of the Cup. Chiesa's been limited to appearances off the bench since joining from Juventus. The competition was the last trophy won by Slot's predecessor, Jurgen Klopp.
It's always nice to win something, and I know in the history of the club, they won it a lot of times, and recently last season in a very special way with so many youngsters on the pitch in the final. We're going to give everything to win it again, let's put it that way.
Finally, in rugby, Ulster have announced the signing of hooker Tadhg McIlroy. The former Connacht and Leinster player moves to Belfast on a short-term deal. McIlroy has gone straight into the travelling squad for the URC tour to South Africa. He'll provide cover for both Rob Herring and Tom Stewart, who are out due to injury. That's your sport for today, Michaela.
Thanks, Oisin. I'm returning to some news. Due to limited resources, it's emerged the HSE dental service is only available to sixth class children in Donegal. The HSE says resources in the county have been negatively impacted by the national dentist shortage. Donna Marie Doherty reports.
In the past, the service was targeted to those in first, fourth and sixth class as a school-linked service. Valcarra Dental Clinic, like all Donegal clinics, has a limited school dental service with children in sixth class being prioritised. Therefore, all children outside of sixth class are advised if any further dental care is required, it must be accessed from other dental practitioners in the community. The HSE outlined that while Donegal Dental Services are fully committed to providing oral health care to all eligible patients, it must be done in a way that those with the greatest need are supported within the overall expenditure allocation.
A Donegal councillor is seeking for a full investigation to address the ongoing closure of part of St Joseph's Hospital in Stranorder because of the need for fire safety works. Councillor Gary Doherty told a HSE Regional Health Forum meeting that according to HICWA, St Joseph's has a long-standing history of non-compliance with fire regulations and asked if that means previous warnings have been ignored. He was told fire safety upgrade works are taking place on a planned basis and are expected to be completed by December 2024. He asked if those plans were put in place before a damning HICWA report in January and also asked why that report wasn't acted on, leading to HICWA demanding the closure of respite and other services be suspended for safety reasons during the summer. Councillor Doherty is also seeking assurances regarding the compliance of other HSE facilities in Donegal.
It's a very fair and reasonable concern that people in Donegal have that, you know, when you look at the issue that we've had in St Joseph's and the very, very serious fire safety concerns, how can we be sure that the other centres that are managed by HSE estates in the county don't have the same issues? I do believe that it's incumbent upon the HSE to take measures to reassure the people of Donegal that these buildings are residential centres or community hospitals, which are homes to hundreds of vulnerable people, We need to be sure that these buildings are safe and fit for purpose and that they pose no additional risk to these patients. Unfortunately, as of yet, there has been no reassurances given from the HSE that there is complete confidence in the fire safety status of our buildings.
You believe a full investigation is necessary. Do you think an investigation will actually get to the bottom of the questions you're asking and that you will get the answers that you require?
Well, look, I pressed the HSE on these issues. They have asked for a wee bit of time to come back to me with answers to some of the questions that I've posed. I'm willing to give them that wee bit of time. We're meeting again next month as part of the Regional Health Forum. So by next month, I'm expecting some answers to these questions. And if not, look, this will be continuously raised by myself, and I'll ask my colleagues in the Oireachtas to raise it as well, because we can't have this situation where the HSE are seemingly ignoring reports from HICWA, or on the other hand, they see the report and they're simply taking too long to action it. Something needs to be done, and a full and frank investigation needs to be carried out so that everybody knows exactly what happened here and what went wrong.
A €50 million wastewater project to benefit Remelton, Milford and Rathmullen is nearing completion. The project is intended to put an end to raw sewage discharges into the Lennon Estuary, Loch Swilly and Maggie's Burn. In a statement to Highland Radio News, Ishka Aaron says the construction team has completed much of the new sewer pipelines, underground wastewater storage tanks and associated pump houses. Significant progress has also been made on the construction of the Turraddy wastewater treatment plant, with the mechanical and electrical fit-out currently underway. And finally, today is Love Donegal Day. People across the county are being encouraged to share why Donegal is so important and special to them. Last year saw the initiative reach a global audience of 85 million people within 24 hours. Weather now mainly dry with bright spells and isolated showers today. Highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees with light to moderate northeast winds. The closing headlines this evening. SEALTA says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital has been extremely busy over the past few days, with high numbers of people attending. Meanwhile, there are 11 COVID-19 positive patients being treated at the hospital, with two wards in outbreak. The Green Party leader says it's reasonable that families of the victims of the Creeslaw explosion are seeking answers. Eight of the families are calling for a public inquiry into the explosion, which claimed the lives of 10 people in October of 2022. Police in Derry believe two viable pipe bombs were left in the Carn Hill area last night. An earlier security alert has now ended. And a member of the HSE's Regional Health Forum says he remains convinced that the much-heralded lifting of the recruitment embargo was a PR stunt. Councillor Declan Meehan has quizzed officials on the waiting list for physiotherapy and home help services in Donegal. He was told that there are 597 people awaiting physiotherapy in the county, 98 of them for more than a year, while 373 people are awaiting home help services. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, you can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 25th of September. The death has taken place of Grace Harkin, Upper Shruan, Falkara, formerly of Old Town Falkara. Her remains are reposing at her home with rosary tonight at 8 o'clock. House private pleas after the rosary and before the funeral tomorrow. The funeral mass will take place tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in Christ the King Church, Gortahorque, with interment afterwards in the adjacent cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. The death has occurred of Kathleen Sharkey, Nate Doherty, 23 Aberfoyle Crescent, Derry. Kathleen is reposing at her home until 9 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 past 9, going to St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, interment afterwards in the city cemetery. The house is private, please, before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Foyle Hospice. The death has taken place of Michael Barr, 51 Brook Hill, Coolmore Road, Derry. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Steelstown. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Ishkeheen, Muff. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Foyle Hospice. And the death has taken place of Owen Doherty, Oni Charlie Kitt, Carrick McGarvey, Derry Begg, originally of Knockestoller. Remains reposing at the family home with rosary tonight at 8 p.m. The funeral mass will take place tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Derry Begg, with interment afterwards in Maharigallan Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Kieran Rorty Funeral Director's Facebook page. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.